Strange book for today. Revelation 1 to 5, 21, 1 to 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and then there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the older order of things will have passed away." That's the hope of every believer, to stand in that new city where there is no pain, no sadness, no tears, just constant joy. Now then, for those who know me, this is a completely different service to how I would normally do one. And I've only got a few minutes to do this talk, and that's completely different to me because I normally like an Italian and I go on for hours. However, there are things we need to do. I've just got a short talk here, and it is only a short talk. Today, as we said, the country remembers. We remember, and it's good to remember. And there are times in peace, and they say this, don't they? In times of peace, prepare for war. You always have to be ready for conflict. It's just a matter of fact. It's just one of those things. But that's a good thing. It goes along with the old saying for people, as Pete read this morning, Normandy, I bet there wasn't many atheists on them landing craft as they went towards that Normandy beach. They say there are no atheists in a foxhole. And I think that's a reasonably good saying. When all heck breaks loose around you, you need to know that somebody's got its hand on you. And so you need to know, have some faith. The thing that about today is, freedom costs. It costs us all something, freedom. But most of all, it cost Jesus his freedom. Jesus didn't want to go to the cross. We know that from the garden. He said, "If you can take this away from me, God, I don't want to do it," when he spoke to his Father. However, if you want me to do this, I'll do it. So he went to the cross. We gather here Sunday after Sunday to remember. Every Sunday in a fellowship is a remembrance Sunday, because we remember what happened on that cross. This one's empty, and it should be, because they took him off it. They put him in a tomb, but he got out of it. And because he got out of it, it gave us hope for the future. It gave us the knowledge of saying, yes, I believe in Jesus because he rose from the dead, conquered Satan, put him where he belongs, and now he stands at the right hand of his Father. And I've often said this before, the way I see it is this. When I turn up at heaven, and I know that's going to come as a shock to some of you, but when I get there, Jesus will look at me and he'll stand in front of me so his Father can't look on the bad person I am, and he'll simply turn and say to his Dad, "This one's mine." And God will say to him, "If that's true, son, you have him." And in I go. You don't have to be a good person. If anyone comes up to you and say, "I'm not good enough to be into heaven," you say you're a dead good candidate to get into heaven then. Because we've all got a past. None of us should be able to stand in front of that throne of grace with a clear conscience. But Paul tells us, doesn't he? Approach that throne of grace with confidence, not in trembling. So as we remember today, we remember all the things we look back. When I look down here, I see there's someone, it's one or two old people like David sat over there. But you know, but the whole point is, if you were born, I don't know if you know this fact, this is a fact that needs to be remembered. If you were born 1940 onwards to the present day, if what the Germans wanted to do with this country had come true, you wouldn't be here. If you ever go to Bletchley House, you'll see an intercepted signal. My brother-in-law's got a photo of it. And it tells exactly what the Germans were going to do with this country. And anyone born after 1940 wouldn't be here. So when people say to you, all that fighting was a waste of space and time and effort and money, no, it wasn't. Because they're probably younger than 1940. And they wouldn't be alive if that didn't happen. As Pete's poem said, the cost of freedom is high. It was very high. It was high for Jesus. He had to die. He had to die on the cross to make a way home for us. And those who gather in these four walls on Sunday all know that Jesus is alive. And that is all there is to remember about it. This book itself should not frighten anybody. It's a good history book. But do you know what Bible stands for? The vicar does. But he might not know this. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. You need to read this. People need to read it. Just point them in that direction. And then you'll be perfectly all right. Now this morning I broke a rule of my own, which I don't normally do, but I have done this morning. And it was when I read Romans. Now, you lot know me, and you know I don't like one-liners. I really don't like one-liners. Somebody throws a one-liner at me, I immediately go and read the bit before, the bit after, and put it into context. And sometimes you find out it's got nothing to do with what they're talking about. However, this morning I did miss something out. Those who read the Bible will know I missed it out. And I left it out on purpose. But I'll read it again. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. And here it comes. But God demonstrates in his own love for us this. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. That's what we need to remember. Sunday after Sunday, we remember. Today, we remember the armed forces. And we should always remember them. When you read in your paper that it's conflict somewhere and somebody's been deployed, you need to offer them up in prayer for protection. But Sunday after Sunday, we come in here to remember that Jesus died for us, to make a way home for us. And when that happens, it makes this book come true. There is something, I know people get very depressed. I'll finish very shortly. Get very depressed about the state of the world. But just listen to this. It's coming from Mark. And Jesus is saying it. So it's worth listening to. When you hear wars, about wars and rumours of wars, do not be alone. Some things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. And it goes on to talk about plagues. There will be plagues. COVID. Earthquakes, northern Syria. Conflict, kingdom against kingdom. 2,000 odd years ago, Jesus said, that's going to be happening. But don't be alarmed. It's part of the plan. It's going to happen because what's going to happen is Jesus is going to return. And one day, you'll be walking down the street and there'll be a trumpet call. Won't be from your phone. It'll be coming from the sky. And Jesus will be saying, okay, folks, time's up. Those of us who know and love Jesus will not be frightened of that day, but many will be. That's why it's important that we do actually talk to people about Jesus. It's very important. Freedom costs. That's the pitch for today. That's all we need to remember. Apart from the end of the book, the very end of the book, the last book in the Bible is Revelation, as you all know. It's not there because R comes later on in the alphabet. It's there for a reason. Now, many people don't like Revelation, but if you get into it, it frightens you to death. But there is some good stuff in it. Right near the end, I start talking about the time when things will change. And there's a phrase in there that only the books are opened and everybody's names in these books. But it comes a time, and it says this, only those whose name is in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter in. Only those whose names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb of God? Jesus. There is something else that's important right at the end of this book, and it's that far near the end of the book. If it was any further, it'd fall out. Jesus says this, do not alter any of the prophecies or add to the prophecies in this book. I know people might say it's talking about the Bible. It's not. It's talking about Revelation. You can talk to me about that later on. But the Bible wasn't put together for another 200 or 300 years when that was written. Revelation is a real live book. It's a book about what will happen in the future. And for us who believe, the future holds no peril. And we just need to remember that freedom comes at a cost. Amen.